Okay, babe. I've been thinking about that fantasy you shared with me about having your cock locked up and having me hold the key, giving me complete control of when you are allowed to come. I think I'd be willing to give it a try. Oh, don't get too excited yet. If we're gonna do this, we're gonna do this my way. Do you understand? Before I tell you what I have in mind, Mommy wants you to get naked. I want you naked because I want to see your response when I tell my baby boy my thoughts on how this is going to go down. I know you can lie to me when you're afraid to admit what really turns you on, but when that cock of yours starts twitching, I'll know the truth. So get those clothes off. Now! Come on, hurry up. Good. So here's the deal. If Mommy's going to lock your cock in that little metal cage and hold on to the key, then you need to understand that I'm going to be in complete control. I'm not simply going to lock you up this evening, but for the duration of this arrangement, you, my darling boy, will be completely at my mercy. You will be my slave. Do you understand? Oh. You think you understand, but I don't think you have any idea. Right now, your cock is slowly rising at the prospect of being caged. Excites you. You like the idea of being teased and denied. You like the idea of constant pressure around your cock and balls, both arousing you and restricting you. You like the idea of giving control of your orgasm to me, your loving mommy. But soon, you will realize what you have gotten yourself into. In just a matter of days, you will be in a state of near constant arousal. The sexual tension will be so thick that you will do anything to please me. Every night, I will make you lick me to orgasm after orgasm as your good boy cock strains against its bondage. And for the time being, you will relish my position of authority over you, as you always do. As well as the excitement you feel from being so turned on, but not allowed to come. Days will turn into weeks. Your state of arousal will continue to increase. You will start to wonder how long it will be until I unlock you and allow you to come. I will see you drop hints in hopes of getting any indication. But Mommy will use your desperation to fuel your enthusiasm for pleasing me. You will become so good at licking my pussy that I will require it of you several times throughout the day. My gyrations and moaning will bring you incredible joy, and your cock will push roughly against its cage. More time will pass, and your desperation will grow. By now, I will have had tied you to the bed a time or two, and removed your cage for cleaning. I would have even taken those opportunities to bring you to the edge of orgasm a few times. And then I would have locked it right back on before untying you. You will be so desperate that you'll finally ask me when. You'll want to know so badly when Mommy will let her good boy come. When will Mommy permit her good boy the orgasm he craves so deeply? And that is when the fun, the real fun, will begin. That is when I will begin to test your commitment to me as my slave. That is when you will learn what a nasty mommy mistress I can really be. That is when I will break you and mold you into what I want you to be. Now that I have you at this point of desperation, the discipline will begin. Of course, you will continue the nightly pussy lickings, but spankings will be added as well. Every night, I will choose a tool with which to deliver your discipline. It might be a paddle, a crop, or even Mommy's hand. It may not matter how good you've been. It may only matter how bad my day has been and how long it takes me to work through my frustrations. I'm sure there will be many nights where the ball gag will come in very handy for muffling you. Some nights, I might even choose to drip hot wax over your naked body instead. I can imagine your body flinching as it splashes onto your skin. I may even tie you down and blindfold you while I do it, so that you cannot resist, and you will have no idea where I will let the wax drop next. At some point, I'll add pegging to my routine. It's important that you understand that as my slave, you must submit completely to me. On some nights, that may mean simply kissing and sucking my strap-on. And, of course, some nights I'm going to want to bend you over and fuck that beautiful ass of yours. Over time, I will add thicker and longer strap-ons, to the mix. You will become more and more nervous with every session, but more and more aroused as well. I can almost see the cum dripping from the tip of your cage now. And from the looks of things, I can tell you are turned on by these ideas. Look at you. You are rock hard. Why don't you start stroking that cock nice and slow for me while I tell you the rest? But don't you dare come until I get to the end. Not until I'm ready. By the time we get this far, you will do anything for me. Mommy was thinking that I'd have a party and invite a few friends over. I would have you wait on us all night while we sit around and have a few drinks and enjoy the snacks you prepare for us. I can just imagine the questions they will ask. Slow down there, babe. You're stroking a little too fast. I don't want you coming yet. I'll probably have to tell my friends about your cage and the spankings. And I may need to pick up another strap-on or two. Once I tell my friends how much fun it is to fuck that cute little ass. Wow. This is really turning you on, isn't it? Your cock is dripping pre-cum, and you look like you're about ready to explode, baby boy. What's that? You really want me to lock you up and use you like this, don't you, slave? Are you close to coming? You are. Okay. Here's the deal. If you really want me to do this, I need you to beg for it. I want you to say, "Mommy, mistress, please lock my cock up and make me into your perfect little slave." Are you sure now? If I agree, I'm going to let you come. But then, I'm going to lock you up immediately. Is that what you really want? Keep stroking for me. Are you sure you want to give up complete control of your orgasms, knowing that I'm going to make your balls fill with cum until you think you can't take it anymore? Keep stroking. Are you sure you want to surrender completely to me, knowing you'll be teased and denied to the point of desperation? Don't come yet. Keep stroking. Are you sure you want to submit yourself to the humiliation and pain of countless spankings and ass fuckings? Once we do this, there is no turning back. You are completely mine to use and abuse as I see fit. If you agree, beg me one more time. Music to my ears. Okay, slave. You may come. I hope you enjoyed it. That is the last orgasm you're going to have for a long time, baby boy.